It was in Paris, in one of those retro noirish cafes, the sort of place that's always dark, even in daylight. It's the sort of place you'd expect to find Hemingway or Fitzgerald, or maybe Gertrude Stein and Alice B. huddled together at the next table. It's the sort of place where American expatriates hung out back in the 1920s and 30s. When you walked down the steps into Chez Tootsie, it was like stepping into a time warp.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Vous avez une allumette, un feu?
What's that?
I lied.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, le Zippo.
Are you Tootsie?
No. I'm Claudette.
I'm Freddie.
American.
That's right. After that, I spent a lot of time at Chez Tootsie. I felt I fit right in with its bohemian clientele. But it was Claudette I wanted to see. I asked her out. She said no. Finally, I told her, I've fallen in love with you.
I know, Freddy.
Will you go away with me?
I cannot, Freddy.
Why not?
We are from the different time.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I have to go back to the States.
Why?
Business.
Will you come back?
You bet I will.
When?
In a few weeks.
Do not stay long.
I won't, I promise.
Will you write to me, Freddy?
I will.
Send it to me, care of Chez Tootsie.
So a few weeks in the States turned into months. First, I wrote almost every day, then every week, then less as time went by. Claudette never wrote back. For some reason, I didn't expect she would. Then one day, my letter was returned, no such address. And then another came back, and another. I caught the next flight to Paris. I couldn't find the cafe. I couldn't find the street. People told me there never was a Chez Tootsie. On my last night in Paris, I went to see a movie. It was an old black and white film from the 30s. I was tired. I was dozing off when I heard...
Vous avez un feu?
I opened my eyes. It was her.
Oh.
There she was, on the screen.
No.
And there was the cafe. And there was an American.
American.
And they fell in love. It was then I realized that I'd been playing his part.